Welcome to this guided visualization called The Phoenix. My name is Cheyenne, and I will be guiding you through this journey. If you're feeling burnt out and want to reconnect with the energy needed to replenish you. Before we begin, I recommend connecting headphones. Find a comfortable place, either sitting or lying down, where you won't be disturbed. Once in position, we start by taking 5 slow, deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. With each exhale, allow yourself to release any tension you're holding in the body. We'll begin breathing now. Now that you're settled in, we'll begin the journey. You're walking uphill through a vast snowy forest as the sun is setting over the towering mountains. You've been traveling continuously for days, and the weight of your backpack has taken its toll. It's time to rest. You take off your backpack, placing it on the ground. Notice the relief you feel when you remove the burden from your back. Exhausted, you release a deep sigh and lie your back against a tree. You've tirelessly traveled for so many days that you've lost count. Burnt out from the demands of your journey, you take a moment for yourself. You take slow, deep breaths, watching the mist rise. Although your tank is running on empty, the night is rapidly approaching. You need to make a fire. You lift up your heavy body and start scavenging for bits of wood on the darkening landscape. With enough twigs, branches, and kindling gathered, you carefully build the first layers of the fire. With the strike of a spark, there's a sense of relief as a small flame comes to life. Crackling and casting a gentle glow that illuminates the forest around you. What does the fire smell like? How does it feel to be close to the growing fire in the cold? As the flame steadily grows, you continue to add more wood, causing a warm, comforting glow that dances upon the surrounding trees. A deep sigh of relief escapes you as you realize that, finally, you can rest through the night. However, just as you begin to settle, you notice something strange. A droplet of rain, followed by another. It dawns on you that the sky has decided to open up and it begins to rain. With your energy depleted, you watch as the fire starts to dampen. just your luck. In your exhaustion, you lie on your back and laugh at the twist of fate the universe has chosen for you. You feel the cool droplets of rain against your face and surrender to your fate. To your surprise, you feel a profound sense of peace. This is the first time in years you've given yourself permission to let go. You feel a weight has been lifted from your shoulders. Take a moment to feel this deep surrender. As the rain slows, you glance over at the smoldering fire. To your amazement, it begins to crackle. You sit up slightly and watch intently. In the darkness, the fire appears to grow itself again. With each moment, the flames grow, casting warmth in your direction. You feel a sense of comfort as you watch the mesmerizing dance of flames. In the heart of the fire, a form begins to appear. The oval shape of an egg. Slowly, it begins to hatch. And a bird emerges, growing miraculously. It's an animal you've only heard in legends, a phoenix. Moment by moment, this symbol of rebirth grows in more detail, now illuminating the entire forest and towering over you. Your heart pounds as this radiant being spreads its wings, casting a shockwave of wind and heat around you. Its fiery eyes meet yours, and for a moment, you sense a revitalization in your body. How does it feel in the presence of the phoenix? What details do you notice? The phoenix releases a piercing call. It then turns its back to you, silently, inviting you to mount it. You hesitantly approach the flaming beast. As you draw near, something astonishing occurs. The intense heat of the mystical bird flows into your very being. You mount the back of the phoenix, carefully finding your grips. As your body merges with the bird, you feel a sense of replenishment. A fire begins to burn within you, one that you have long forgotten in your exhaustion. The phoenix majestically flaps its wings as it begins to ascend from the forest floor. Grasping on tightly, you trust the animal as it takes flight, soaring high above the forest canopy you feel an extraordinary sense of rejuvenation as you become one with the phoenix's fiery spirit. The flaming wings cast a glow in the forest as it takes you higher in the skies. With a clear view, you see yourself moving towards an ancient volcano. As you circle this fiery wonder, you see lava flowing from inside this gaseous giant. The smell of sulfur meets your nose, and the once cold, snowy forest is now replaced with the fiery heat of life. Take a moment to observe and feel the heat of the volcano. Descending gracefully from the heights of the volcano, the phoenix returns to the forest, gently settling near your campsite. You dismount it, feeling a pulsing energy in your once tired body. In a dramatic transformation, the phoenix begins to shrink from its giant form until it's the size of a small, delicate bird. You extend your hand and it comes to sit on your finger. You examine in amazement this once magnificent bird, now so tiny and fragile. What do you notice about the tiny phoenix? With a chirp, the little flame flutters in front of you before gently edging closer to your chest. In a moment of wonder, the petite phoenix begins to merge with your heart, and a surge of energy fills your entire body. As it nestles deeper and warms your heart, you hear a message. What does it say? The message is clear, and your heart is full of gratitude. You acknowledge the weight of the responsibility you've carried and the long journey you've made. You stare deeply into the roaring campfire. It's time to take rest and let your inner fire replenish with the resilience of a phoenix. With your eyes still closed, slowly start to come back into your surroundings. Notice what feels different in your body. Congratulations, you have completed your journey to meet the phoenix. When you are ready, slowly open your eyes and take your time to journal and draw what you have discovered.